ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, entitled The Cosmic Manifestation. Chapter number 10, entitled Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. Text number 33. Etat Bhagavato Rupam Sthulam Te Vyahritam Maya Maya Divesh Chavaranair Ashtabhir Bahiravritam. Word for word meanings. Etat. All these. Bhagavatah. Of the personality of Godhead. Rupam. Form. Sthulam. Gross. Te. Unto you. Vyahritam. Explain. Maya. By me. Mahi. The planets. Adivihi. And so on. Cha. Unlimitedly. Avaranaiha. By coverings. Ashtabihi. By eight. Bahihi. External. Avritam. Covered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Thus, by all this, the external feature of the personality of Godhead is covered by gross forms such as those of planets, which were explained to you by me. Purport. As explained in Bhagavad Gita 7.4, the separated material energy of the personality of Godhead is covered by eight kinds of material coverings: earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and false ego. All these are emanations from the personality of Godhead as His external energy. These coverings are just like the covering of clouds for the sun. The cloud is a creation of the sun, yet it actually covers the eyes so that one cannot see the sun. The sun cannot be covered by the clouds. The clouds can at utmost extend a few hundreds of miles in the sky, but the sun is far greater than millions of miles. So a 100-mile covering is not competent to cover millions of miles. Therefore, one of the various energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot, of course, cover the Lord. But these coverings are created by Him to cover the eyes of the conditioned souls who want to lord it over the material nature. Actually, the conditioned souls are covered by the illusory creative cloud of matter, and the Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to their eyes. Because they have no eyes of transcendental vision, and because they cannot see the personality of Godhead, they therefore deny the existence of the Lord and the transcendental form of the Lord. The covering of the gigantic material feature is accepted by such men with a poor fund of knowledge, and how this is so is explained in the following verse. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी आर ऑल पार्ट ऑफ द सुप्रीम। So there is a big ocean and it's made up of so many drops. So we are just like a tiny drop out of the big ocean. So Krishna is the supreme ocean. There is no limit to the size of that ocean and there is no bottom of that ocean. So when we compare this whole creation to like a big bag of mustard seeds, and there are so many you can say there are so many material planets and there are so many spiritual planets, but actually there is no limit to it because Lord is known as Ananta, unlimited. So there is no, you cannot measure in material terms how big Lord is. But as tiny parts, we share the qualities in minute quantity. So the tendency is there within this time that this tiny part can be covered by another energy of the Lord. Lord has multifarious energies, and one energy can cover another energy, but none of these energies can cover the Lord. For example, we are all marginal potency and Lord has the external potency. So here in this verse is described that this external feature or personality of Godhead, so that's the external energy. So in conditioned state, the living entity can be covered by this external energy. And in liberated stage, you can say that the tiny living entity becomes master of external energy in the sense it doesn't affect him. He can use it as he likes. So then the marginal potency has become bigger than the external energy. Like pure devotees, like Srila Prabhupada, he had this famous saying, utility is the principle. Or yukta vairagya. So anything made of material energy, so this table is made of wood, but it's being used for Krishna's service. So in that sense, the living entity has come above the external energy. But none of these energies can cover the Lord, as described by Prabhupada in this purport. So how is this tiny material, marginal potency covered by external energy? That's also described here. So there are 8 coverings, 5 gross and 3 subtle. So that's how the living entity is covered. So the word used here is avritam. So in Bhagavad Gita also it's described that how we are covered. So there it's described avritam jnanam etena jnanino nitya vairina काम रूपेण कौंतेय दुष्पूरणे नानलेन च। सो देयर इट सेड दैट द लिविंग एंटिटी इज कवर्ड बाय वेरियस डिग्रीज ऑफ लस्ट एंड दैट लस्ट इज द इटर्नल एनिमी ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटी। एंड एग्जांपल्स गिवन देयर आर दैट हाउ द स्मोक कवर्स द फायर, द डस्ट कवर्स द मिरर, एंड the living entity in the womb is covered. Even the form is not visible there. So these are different coverings. So human form of life is the best form of life in this material world, because the covering is very less and we can realize our full potential. It's like smoke on the fire. If you just get rid of the smoke a little bit and you can see the blazing fire within. But other species of life, they are covered to a great extent. So these coverings can be removed in human form of life by the process of bhakti yoga. By hearing and chanting, starting from hearing and chanting, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So there are two types of Krishna Katha. One type of Krishna Katha is when we hear directly from Krishna, as in Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna spoke these beautiful words, and it's like a song, Gita. Bhagavad Gita means, it means the song of the Supreme. So his words are so pleasing that they are like songs. And in spiritual world, everyone's words are like songs. In Brahma Samhita it's described. Every step is like a dance step. Every word is like a song. So that's one type of Krishna Katha, when Krishna speaks directly. Now one can say that now Krishna is not present, so how can we benefit? Krishna is directly speaking to us as well in Bhagavad Gita. When we read Bhagavad Gita, it's as if Krishna is directly speaking. But the other type of Krishna Katha is also available. The topics related to Krishna, when someone else relates topics of Krishna, that's also Krishna Katha. And it is said there is no difference between these two. Both are as